Hey friends, welcome back to Fellowship's Community Bible Reading Podcast. I just wanted to drop in. It's just me today, no co-host. Just wanted to drop in to share a couple of tips and thoughts and resources for you as we are getting close to the end of Genesis. It is really easy in big, long books like this. Genesis is 50 chapters. It's really easy to get behind at some point, miss a couple days, and then feel like, well, I might as well just forget it and wait till we start the next unit in whatever the next book is. So I'm going to give you an on-ramp tomorrow to get back into the book of Genesis. Cut your losses. If you've missed the last few chapters, don't worry about it. Cut your losses and start tomorrow. We're going to start in Genesis 37, which is the story of Joseph. And that is a great place to jump right back in. The story of Joseph is beautiful. It is just a great summary, really, of the book of Genesis and the end of his story in Genesis 50, where he says, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good." Really is a nice summary of the whole book, of what's been going on, all of these things that have been meant for evil, that have happened for evil. God works them into good for his people and develops this nation of Israel. There by the end of the book, you really do start to see the beginnings of that nation of Israel that we're going to be reading about, you know, for the rest of the year, that informs the rest of the Old Testament. And then it informs the New Testament, because that's our spiritual heritage too, as the church. We are children of Abraham through faith in Jesus. So again, I want to encourage you, jump back in tomorrow. We'll be in Genesis 37. It's a great day to jump back in. It's leap day. You get an extra day to do something new, like starting back in with the book of Genesis. A couple other just tips and resources I wanted to remind you of as we continue through our Bible reading plan is, number one, if you do not know it, we have a Spotify playlist with every single audio file that you could need that is on Spotify right there, to make it really easy for you. It has all of the audio Bible readings on there from the Streetlights Audio Bible, which I love. It has any podcast that we recommend. It has these podcasts. They are updated on there. Anything like that, any sermons, anything like that that we recommend is all there on that playlist. So I have that linked on the resource sheet for you that I send out, which is another great plug, is that resource sheet that has, in addition to everything I've just mentioned that we have on that Spotify playlist, we have books that we recommend, you know, videos, all of those Bible Project videos, any updates and announcements on there as well. One other thing that we have on that resource sheet is four questions that you can ask yourself every day as you are reading. After you've done with your reading for the day, we have four questions. Our last podcast, Ashley Holmes, just talked about the importance of asking yourself questions when you're reading scripture, staying curious. So we have questions like, who is God in this? What do I see about God? We have questions of, why did God choose to include this in the Bible? What does he want me to know by including this? As well as application questions like, how would I live if I actually believed that this is true? Which, that's a tough question to ask ourselves. So it has all kinds of questions like that, four questions that you can go through every time that you're reading scripture to help it settle in your head and ultimately into your heart and into your life. So encourage you to look over those. And finally, I just want to encourage you, if you signed up for those accountability groups, reading groups together, I encourage you to press into those. I know it can be a little bit weird to lead out and being the one to say, hey, here's what I found this week. Here's what I thought. Here's what changed in my life because I read this. But those groups are what help, you know, We need other people alongside of us, and that's why we call this a community Bible reading plan. We need these other people alongside of us, helping to cheer us on and remind us, hold us accountable, challenge us, all of those good things. So if you are in one of those groups, you know, send a text. Hopefully y'all are meeting together, you know, physically every once in a while and discussing all this together, but take the initiative and be the one to say, hey, let's talk about this. Let's get together and meet and all of that. So I hope y'all are enjoying Genesis so far. Again, tomorrow we start in Genesis 37 with the story of Joseph. I hope anybody who has fallen off somewhere can just hop right back on, and we will do that together, and we'll talk soon.